Moses was a great leader of his people. We remember that Moses helped the people escape from slavery in Egypt, and then he led them through the desert, through long years of traveling, and all the time he was trying to teach them to follow God's way, and he was trying to help them understand what a close bond they had with God, how much God loved them. And it was not an easy job, because the people sometimes had a hard time remembering and grasping their importance and their relationship with God. And Moses got tired sometimes, and he got frustrated sometimes. A day came when God invited Moses to come up onto the top of a mountain and spend some time alone with God. "Come up on the mountain," said God to Moses, "and wait there, and I will give you laws and commandments meant for the instruction of the people." Moses made this journey up the mountain in stages. On the first stage, he had about 70 people hiking with him, the chiefs and the elders of the people. And they went partway up the mountain, and on that very day, they all had a chance to get a glimpse of God. And they didn't say very much to describe it, because I guess it was pretty dazzling and pretty hard to describe, but all they really could say afterward was, it looked like the path that God was walking on was made of blue jewels, sapphires, beautifully clear. And other than that, it was more than they could describe using words. So after that happened to them, they made camp, they had their dinner, and Moses said, "Tomorrow, when I go higher up the mountain, I want you all to stay here and wait for me." And so the next day when Moses set out, he just brought with him his friend Joshua. And higher they went, and Moses went higher and higher, until pretty soon Moses disappeared into the cloud there at the top of the mountain. And the glory of God entered that cloud and came to rest there as well. And so from down below, where the 70 were waiting, they looked up on the mountain. It looked like the top of the mountain was on fire. Moses stayed there for 40 days and 40 nights inside that cloud, receiving instructions for the people. When Moses finally came down the mountain, he was carrying two tablets of stone covered in writing. When he got to the bottom of the mountain, he was really discouraged and distressed to discover that the people had become impatient and confused and scared and worried, and so they had started behaving very badly. It was distressing for Moses and for God that people forgot God so quickly and distrusted and abandoned Moses so readily. But when Moses got back, he drew on his courage and his strength as a leader to get people collected and headed in the right direction again. The name of this mountain was Mount Sinai. And when Moses came down and saw how badly the people were acting, he was so upset that he actually broke those first two stone tablets. So he had to go back up the mountain a second time. And a second time, God came to dwell there in the cloud. And a second time, he listened and received all the instruction. And a second time, when Moses came back down the mountain, the skin of his face was shining brightly, because he had been so long in the presence of God. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Gracious God, holy God, eternal God, you are more mysterious and majestic than we could possibly imagine. We put all our hope in you, and we ask you to help us follow in your way. Amen.